Hi, this is Pilgrim Chris. I've been interested in early sound recordings for some time, and for the month of October this year, 2016, I will be submitting some audio that I've discovered on the internet relating to the first sounds ever recorded. Wherever possible in the BOO description of my audio clips, I will cite the sources of information and link back to the relevant websites and YouTube channels. For this particular series of BOOs, I'm using the hashtag #FirstSounds, along with the hashtag #Octava16. This way, if you want to collate these series of BOOs easily, you can do. I won't be talking much during these series of BOOs, as I'm going to let the author of the original audio recordings speak for himself. I hope you find them interesting. I hope you find them exciting, and I hope you find them informative, just as I did.
Hi, I'm David Giovannoni, and I'm one of the people who discovered and deciphered humanity's first recordings of its own voice. In 2007, Rich Martin, Megan Hennessy, Patrick Feaster, and I organized an initiative to make the world's oldest sound recordings available to all people for all time. We call our initiative First Sounds. First Sounds is a loose information-sharing collaborative through which we facilitate the efforts of a broad range of individuals who share our goals and our passions, and who freely give their time and resources. Every First Sounds achievement is the result of their personal commitment and their collaborative spirit. We share our findings on the web under a Creative Commons license to facilitate their dissemination and use. You can see and hear our work at firstsounds.org. As my radio colleague Ira Glass would say, my presentation is in 9 acts, beginning with Act 1, the time machine, in which any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. When Americans went to bed on March 26, 2008, we were in general accord that Thomas Edison had invented sound recording. But when we woke up the next day, we heard this voice gently singing to us in French, firmly telling us we were mistaken. This rendition of the French folk song Au Clair de la Lune, resurrected from a vault in Paris only days before, is ghostly, haunting, enchanting, and, we later learned, played back at the wrong speed. Yet until that day, the very existence of such a recording had literally been the stuff of science fiction. It was as if we had discovered time travel, or at least a machine that could send your voice into the future. In the next 50 minutes, I'll relate our discoveries as they unfolded. As you'll see, the deeper we got into our 21st century quest, the farther back into the 19th century we went. This might be a bit confusing, so watch for the timeline. As the stories unfold, our timeline will push further and further into the past.
Coming soon, Act 2, The Silent Decade. The search for recordings made between 1877 and 1888.